The misdeeds of Jack Abramoff has again put a spotlight on Washington lobbyists. But what is it that they do? We asked some people way outside the Beltway what they think. Here's what they said, starting with Rose Greeley, a realtor in Falmouth, Maine.
They represent maybe a special interest, and they want to get their special interests through the government.
Well, it's somebody who gets paid a lot of money to influence people. The person with the most money buys off the politicians.
To me, a political lobbyist is someone who goes around the community and finds out what the needs of that certain specific community are.
Similar to a charitable donation person in charge of donations there.
They're people who are paid to go down and advocate their payer's viewpoint in Congress or the legislature.
Political lobbyists work in Washington and try to push their agenda.
Political lobbyists are basically hired guns that raise funds for various candidates or special interest groups.
Political lobbyists, I believe, are people that talk about politics.
I don't think they do anything, and they're just in it for the money.
I don't even know if I know what I think about political lobbyists, other than they collect money and support certain issues.
I don't approve of them, but what can you do? It's been there since House and Congress began, so what can you do?
Outside the Beltway, impressions of lobbying from people in Phoenix, New York City, Maine, Connecticut, and Nevada. We heard from Josh Ackerman, Jerry Kirsten, Hosea Tesseri, Brad Hayes, Anita DeVito, Chris Brown, and Susie Nickel.